everybody, welcome to episode 43 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
And Dylan Roush.
Yeah.
Gabe Philbin.
Diaba Alwas.
Hey, guys. Alright, there's a lot of news going on this week. Gabe, why don't you lead us off?
Okay.
Well, right now.
We didn't waste any time here.
Okay. Nope.
So, PAX East, right now. Keith Apicary got kicked out on the first day.
Fuck that.
It doesn't take that guy long, does it?
And all it took was him walking around in his underwear, right?
No, in
he went to the Rooster's Teeth panel.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Rooster's Teeth panel didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know who was mad about it?
The Coup.
The Coup.
Robert Coup. Well, my question
apparently
is, why did,
it broke some agreement that the Coup had with Keith that he wouldn't, like, crash any panels or anything.
So it's like they keep giving him a chance. Like, every year they write in something new. Okay, you can come if you don't do this. And then, just don't put anything in the agreement, and then he won't know what to specifically to do to get in trouble.
Whoever's in charge of scheduling it, I think, is just retarded at this point.
Maybe everyone wants him there except Robert Koo.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like him.
And so Robert's just like, okay, guys, fine, he can come again, but... And then he gets in trouble anyway.
He has Literally. To give me a foot massage.
Later that day, Nathan Barnett posted another picture of, like, him talking with, like, mall cops, so he got in trouble twice.
Because mall cops have a lot of authority.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in the week, he was in Beverly Hills and perched on top of some car.
Yeah.
What?
He just climbed on top of something.
He got
Jeep.
Busted for jumping up on people's cars in the middle of Beverly Hills.
What is this? What is wrong with this guy?
He's incredible. That's what's wrong with him.
He's so talented.
But notable booths at PAX East. We got Irrational Games and Gearbox with playable demos of what I know Borderlands 2. I don't know if BioShock Infinite is playable there. I haven't heard anything.
Why would Irrational's booth be notable if...
Because it's fucking BioShock!
Oh, you don't know what's playable. So they just have BioShock there. Because
they're fucking BioShock. Yeah. They've got BioShock available for fucking.
It might be like the Battlefield 3 demo.
They're Chris Pining BioShock.
Okay,
Yeah.
Inside joke, lol.
I don't...
Oh.
And yeah,
inside
I guess
right.
We would have... I guess we'd have more news on that, Gabe, if we were at PAX East, but we're not.
I blame Game Over Video Games.
You're like a block away, Gabe.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, but I don't have money.
Well, maybe you should stop spending it on video games.
Tell them you're taking Keith Apicary's place.
I spent it on
He's not gonna be in
residential
there.
Authorities. Another thing that's weird at PAX is Far Cry 3 is giving people real tattoos of some Far Cry 3
on
logo.
The show floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Real tattoos?
Yeah, yep, real tribal tattoos from Far Cry 3.
Why would you want a tribal tattoo in the first place?
Yeah, no shit.
Let alone a Far Cry 3 one.
Yeah, well, if you're going to get a fucking promotional... If you're going to get an ad tattooed on your body, you might as well have it a little bit vague, and I guess tribal tattoos is the best bet, right?
Well,
might as well have it a little bit douchey.
If there
says the man with a Foxconn. Or not Foxconn. Foxhound load.
That's right.
Foxconn's the company that makes people kill themselves.
Are they paying people to get the tattoos? Because if you're going to advertise their game on your body...
No, you got to pay them.
I don't know.
It's the worst thing.
This is kind of up there with some of the worst marketing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I wonder if... are people actually getting them done?
I wouldn't doubt it.
People are stupid.
If it was for a different game, I would... if it was for a game, like a franchise that I'm in love with, I would... Consider it. I really
like,
would.
Yeah, but if a game needles.
Yeah.
But if a game that I loved was offering tribal tattoos, I wouldn't get it.
If there was a really slick, like, Metroid kind of tattoo, like a tribal-ish kind of thing.
Why
like
would you want a tribal tattoo?
Tribal Metroid. Tribal Metroid tattoo.
No, just hear me out. Hear me out. You know, like okay. The screw tackle.
West Coast Chozo.
Yeah.
The screw tackle.
The screw tech logo could be translated into some sort of tribal vague thing. Maybe if it like free tattoo and get a little one somewhere. I don't know. I would consider it at the very least. But yeah, for Far Cry 3, I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah. The article doesn't say whether they're free or not.
I can't wait. Like you're at a bar or something. Oh, what's that tattoo?
Far Cry 3.
No one's gonna talk to you because you have a tribal tattoo. So
say, what is
no
that?
One's gonna ask what's that. Everyone's just gonna be like, "Hey, would you? I know how to read, and I was gonna teach kids. So would you like me to teach you how to read, sir?
Gabe, is that the
I
tattoo?
See you have a tribal
yeah,
tattoo.
Yeah, that's a tattoo. Okay, so it looks like
hideous.
A sundial type thing, and it's just like. They're gonna be walking around with this half-finished tattoo that's bleeding.
Yeah, no kidding. What the
in
fuck?
In PAX East, the like
hey,
scum
bleed.
Of Boston.
It's not even a perfect circle. It's lopsided. She's got an egg on her arm.
That's probably her body.
Yeah. Let's be fair to the tattoo artist.
Right. Tattoo artists have an obligation to tell people.
Audio podcast, guys. Audio podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm describing it. It looks like a sundial type thing.
We can include that picture on the.
People don't know what sundials look like.
The things you find on the beach every now and then.
They find it on the beach. I've never found a sundial on the beach.
Oh wait. Oh, I'm thinking of a different thing.
You're thinking of a sundial,
sun
you idiot.
Sundollar.
Sand dollar. It's a sand. It doesn't have the word sun or dial in it.
The sand.
This is why
y'all
are
stupid.
I was like, "What thing on the beach is
a
he
sand dollar?
A sand dollar or a sundial?
A sun dollar.
Okay, a sundial tells time. I realize that now.
That woman's back is telling time.
Yeah, I
like,
was this dumb.
How
at this
long
age.
Is it gonna be for? I'm not gonna finish that.
All right, next up, Mass Effect 3 is getting a whole bunch of downloadable content. One
for
in the
free.
Form of multiplays of the Resurgence pack, which adds two Geth, two Batarians, another Krogan, and another Asari to multiplayer.
Who likes
as
Batarians?
Well as, like, some weapons. Exactly, no one cares about Batarians. They're stupid. They have four eyes.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's racist.
This is like the 80s all over. Hey, four eyes.
And two maps as well. Two new maps that I don't think were based on any side mission in the game.
You mean they're not a side mission?
Yeah. That's what
well,
I
they're
said.
Multiplayer maps,
not
right?
just yeah. based. Those are the side missions.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, the sure. N7 missions. That's all of the multiplayer yeah. maps.
And the one that everyone, including myself, wanted was the extended cut to the dumb ending of Mass Effect 3. Yeah, I said it. It was dumb. And both of them are free.
I'm curious.
Monsters.
I'm curious. Is it still going to be a dumb ending though? Just clearly more dumb.
Less
oh yes, dumbness. Now I am sure this was dumb.
In case you guys weren't wondering how badly we fucked up the ending, we've got an explanation here.
No, don't worry, guys. We can go dumber.
This thing, like I don't think the I don't think kid. The ending was dumb. I think it was just very unclear.
It was stupid.
I don't think it was that stupid.
I think it could have been cool, but yeah, it was because of the unclarity
yeah.
that it was dumb.
That it
I
was
guess.
Dumb.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out just how dumb it is.
We'll find
out
if it was
out.
Dumb or if it was if
how
it was cool.
Dumb.
And I bet that fucking kid is going to be back in it, and I'm going to hate it. Because every part with that kid in that game is terrible.
You want to talk unclear endings, Ryan? Okay. I think unclear can translate into dumb, because
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, because yeah.
the actual but what I'm saying is the actual outcome at the end I'm fine with. There's just some things tangential to it
I'm
that
not,
are unclear.
We can't spoil it, but yeah, I'm not fine with that.
Well, let's stop talking about it before we do spoil it.
Let me just say, the series finale for Angel had all these characters that we've known for 5 years in an alleyway with the end of the world happening, and a giant monster coming at them, and then it says the end. Now that's dumb and unclear as fuck.
Yeah, that's really unclear.
New one was also a bad ending. Battlestar Galactica.
Yes. Well, at least it wrapped it up. I mean, it did it.
It was still a bad ending.
I guess. I mean, where could it go? You can't really end on it with a conflict.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that show just kind of it ran its course in like season 3.
More bad endings, Felicity.
Yeah, that's not even their fault though. Like, it had a good ending halfway through the final season, and then they were forced to make 5 more episodes or whatever.
But, yeah. The thing is, all of these endings were still better than Mass Effect 3's.
True.
How do you know?
I've known the ending before you did.
Yeah, it was spoiled for Javi. He's known it.
It is known.
Yes.
Thanks, SourceFed.
I love you, Lee Newton.
Lee Newton.
All right, next up, the Assassin's Creed creative director Alex Hutchinson said fans had dumb ideas for a setting for another Assassin's Creed game.
And he's right.
Yeah, the quote was, "The 3 most wanted settings are World War II, feudal Japan, and Egypt. They're kind of the 3 worst settings for an Assassin's Creed."
Egypt, I could see a problem for. I don't know what it, like, how are any of them worse than the other two worse than American Revolution? Like, like you said, his explanation for the World War II thing was it was everywhere. So pick, it's an era. Like,
well,
pick a goddamn place.
Yeah, like, I mean, and it's not like Assassin's Creed is a first-person shooter. Like, we've never had an Assassin's Creed kind of game in World War II, ever. So no, that's not true, you know? I think that would be cool as hell.
Yeah, I think it would be fine.
Yeah, things he said he wanted to do was India and... like, he would love to do the Raj. So that's something.
India would be cool. Sounds actually better than my wish. I was kind of wishing for French Revolution around when Napoleon got exiled or when the Russian Tsars were assassinated.
I want a modern one where, like, you're, like, assassinating Obama.
Obama!
Okay. Well,
that came out wrong.
Sorry, world. We're about to get... we're about to get shut down.
There is someone knocking on Javi's house.
Did we lose Javi? I guess we lost Javi.
Let me just be clear. I am not. Okay, that was a joke. I'm sorry, world.
It doesn't matter. They're still going to arrest you for the rest of your life.
I voted Obama. And then just say that. I did.
Oh, we can't record anymore because Javi's gone.
He's no longer affiliated.
Hang on, guys. Someone's at the door.
Oh, there goes the comic.
I can draw.
Oh, housekeeping's coming early. Oh, it's not housekeeping.
I can draw. I'm an artist.
I'm a pilot. I can draw.
I can draw.
I can draw. I'm an artist.
And then later on the same story, he came back and he was like, well, I mean, their ideas aren't that dumb.
No, they are. Stop apologizing.
He said, it's part of a bigger discussion. Obviously, any setting is potentially awesome.
And potentially dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
The point we were making was that some settings are more familiar in video games than other settings, and the two particular ones that were mentioned are very familiar video game settings.
Egypt is not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Age of mythology, duh.
Any desert themed thing always has like pyramids and shit. Look at Crash Bandicoot,
dude. That was
because those games have come around recently.
<That's current.
laughs> They were.
It's
they
not.
Were current 10 years ago.
Yeah, dude, they're not now. Still.
Name a game for this generation that took place in Egypt. Other than, like, what, Transformers 2?
I think part of 50 Cent Blood on the Sand was there.
Civilization 5 has Egypt.
Uncharted has a desert.
But is it Egypt?
Journey has a desert.
But is it Egypt?
I'm sure back in the when the pyramids were being built, their influence extended that far. So at one time, it was part of Egypt.
So, ha! Yeah! I don't know.
Years and years ago.
Years of war.
Years of war.
Years of War 3.
Alright. And back on EA, people... apparently, thousands of letters have been written about their... about people's dislike for the option of gay relationships in Mass Effect. And EA doesn't give a fuck and doesn't really care what you think.
Oh, people are so dumb.
To be fair, though, all the relationships were pretty bad.
Well, yeah.
Hey, back off.
You leave Tally alone.
I had something special.
You and about 50,000 other people, Gabe.
Yeah,
well I think that's a low estimate.
How is it feel having a dick in every hole and a line outside?
I'm still waiting on you to get me that Tally body pillow, Dylan.
Gabe got really good at sewing.
They wouldn't let me buy it. Because the quality was too low. And it was a copyrighted image. Fuck that.
Who wouldn't let you buy what?
I was going to buy Gabe a body pillow that had a picture of Tally on it.
So why couldn't you buy it?
Because it was copyrighted.
I don't. So they couldn't sell them?
They wouldn't let me print it.
It was a custom print thing.
Oh.
And someone posted this.
Okay.
Yeah, they let you put your own custom image, and I put Tally on it. And
look at that stock picture of Tally that BioWare used.
We should start selling body pillows with our faces on them. I think we'd do so well.
Totally get a good body pillow. Just a really big rainbow all around it.
Sweet.
Ideas.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Alright. Next up, Strauss Zelnick, the Take-Two CEO, said THQ won't be around in 6 months because of how they license products and the quality of said products.
Who's Strauss?
He's the Take-Two CEO.
THQ does make... they've made some bad choices lately. Like, I think they've been hurting themselves. I don't... 6 months seems a little quick, but if they keep going down this road, they're not going to be around for very long. I don't... what... I mean... what have they had that's been successful lately other than...
Saints Row, baby.
Saints Row, yeah. Saints Row the Third is like the only thing that's been big for them. Now, granted, there's a lot of companies that can survive off one big... game. Yeah, like Bungie. that might have been enough for them, you know? Like
Bungie, Nintendo.
Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard releases something every so often that makes them a shit ton of... well, of course, they have a steady stream from World of Warcraft.
They have their own private money-printing machine.
That's right. They only need to make anything ever again. Yeah. Warcraft gets them more than enough.
They could all retire happy men right now.
Yeah.
And women. I don't discriminate.
Did.
Oh.
And also, like, Alex Hutchinson, this guy backed off his statement when people got mad.
Such a weenie huts. Junior.
Is that a place you go for weenies?
That's where they eat. Is Weenie Hut Junior?
That's where those weenie gobblers eat.
Apparently that's where everyone in Mass Effect eats.
The Weenie Hut?
Weenie Hut.
I don't get it.
It's because of gay.
Oh.
what I like about this story is that THQ contacted Joystick about it, and their quote is, "Obviously Mr. Zelnick's perception of THQ is outdated and inaccurate. His comments are irresponsible and false. Perhaps he would be better off commenting on his own business." To which Joystick posted the video from the Big Lebowski. Lebowski going, "Well, that's just like your opinion,
man." Firstly, THQ should respond with nobody. Nobody fucks with the THQ.
Nobody fucks with the DJ.
Nobody fucks with the DJs. The DJs.
Kidding me?
Nobody fucks with the DJs.
Look here, Sand Dollar. You can't make fun of anybody.
Sun
Dollar.
Sun Dollar.
Okay.
Well, whatever. I'm cashing my Sun Dollars from some moon pennies.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Okay.
Is it because Chris Pine is rimming Olivia Wilde? Or
He's
vice
not.
Versa?
He's not.
Gabe's delusional about this, Ryan, by the way.
What's the problem? Someone's banging
Olivia
his woman?
Olivia Wilde is rimming Chris Pine.
And vice versa. But mostly the first one.
Right.
The evidence of this is that she's doing a movie with Chris Pine.
Oh. Is the movie called Rimming?
Oh, no!
It's the sequel to Donkey Punch.
Oh, no.
Come it's on. It's the sequel to Above the Rim.
The Outer Rim.
That was so funny.
Oh, no.
Can I just say the final news story?
You can.
Okay, Bungie finally got all of its stats transferred to 343 Industries for its Halo games, and to which they celebrated with a giant fucking infograph that showed how ridiculous, like, amount of time people have put into Halo, with 235,182 total years of Halo playtime being clocked from Halo 2 to now.
That's crazy. That doesn't even account for all the time I spent on XB Connect with Halo 1.
It does not.
Oh, crazy. No.
No.
That doesn't account for all the time Chris Pine spent in Olivia Wilde's ass.
No, the other way.
Yeah. Get it right, dumbass.
Okay. I did my
job. When did we become the rimming podcast? Soon as we can piss off Gabe with it, I guess.
What happens behind closed doors?
You should have heard
at Olivia Wilde's house.
You should have just heard the conversations we had last night about what we would do if Olivia Wilde asked us.
I think that's another pot. I think that's a different podcast.
That was a bit racy.
It ran a little blue.
We were reaching the rim on that one. Alright. New releases.
That was a perfect opportunity for another above the rim comment, too.
Goaltending.
2 points.
Rim shot.
Okay. New release.
Nothing but rim.
You mean nothing but net?
Yeah.
Fuck. The
balls
gross.
Are just slapping against that backboard.
No.
What? keep an eye on the shot clock.
No.
Half court violation.
All right.
Okay. Now we're just gonna
see, this, yeah. Words. Now I'm just saying words and letting you think of things. There's no offsides in basketball.
Encroachment. Icing.
Encroachment.
All right, so I guess Connect Star Wars came out.
I'm Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Yeah, everyone freaked out about that. Dylan uses it as fuel.
Yeah, he watches it and just stirs in his anger. You can feel it boiling.
Over what?
Have you not seen the Dance Central like mini game in the Star Wars game?
Oh yeah, I've seen like screenshots of it. I haven't seen any video or anything.
Oh man, screenshots don't do it, man. You gotta hear these songs.
They're bad. They're really bad.
Oh yeah.
I ain't no hologram girl.
Oh, hologram.
Normally. Oh man, is that real? Is that real?
That's real.
Yeah. It's very real.
It's very that's the realest.
And
wait till you see Han Solo dancing to "I'm Han Solo" in the room where he gets cryo-chamber frozen.
If that's not charging, I don't know what is.
Lando Calrissian
dances
comes out.
To YMCA.
Yeah.
Wait, who does?
Boba Fett.
Yeah. You should join the Empire today. Oh, you should join the Empire today. You could have a good meal.
These songs are not canon.
You can hang out with all the droids.
I don't think Mr. Williams wrote these.
It makes me feel good that I've decided to watch Star Trek instead and be content with that.
Hell yeah, with Chris Pine.
Many things make me angry. I was going to say a few things, but I was like, no, they're going to say.
Yeah, that's not true. A few things make me angry. Nope.
No. True.
This is up there. This is one of the few times I'm like speechlessly angry. Where I'm not yelling. I'm
just you should do that more often.
Wallowing
in
your... I'm brooding.
Just brewing. He's just sand dollaring over
We got
there.
This instead of a new Battlefront. Or yep. a new
Everybody
Republic
keeps saying
Commando
that.
2.
Everybody
I saw that alpha footage of Battlefront 3, and it was fantastic looking. Mind you, it was an alpha.
It was pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha.
Shit looked shitty in graphical sense.
Yeah, but...
It's like legit pre-alpha stuff.
It was... There was, like, space to Earth without any loading screen or transition. You flew a ship from the spaceship down to the surface and was like, oh, I'm in the fucking middle of a battle now, blah, blah, blah. Instead, we got Han Solo dancing.
Han Solo. Han Solo.
Battlefront
that,
2
I mean,
is
that's
one of
an
my favorite
that's an untapped
games.
Market.
That game's fantastic, and instead it gets canceled over and over and over again. Yet we get the poo-poo poured on us.
Well, let's be honest. This game was easy to make. Like, look at it. It looks cheap. I mean, it's polished, but it's very simple. And a game like
also,
Battlefront or whatever you were just talking about, like that's a epic undertaking and requires a lot of investment and a lot of very talented team. To
yeah,
make.
I wouldn't be surprised if this Kinect game sells like crazy too.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, people
it comes
bought
with
it.
Cool looking R2 Xbox.
Just because of Star Wars, I hate every single one of you.
That R2 Xbox is pretty sweet looking.
Doesn't mean it's worth.
If it's the price of an Xbox,
I guess it's
worth the price of an Xbox.
Well, it comes with the Kinect too.
Yeah, it's the Kinect with the Xbox. Yeah, the Kinect is decked out too, right? Like it's all Star
Everything
Wars-y.
Makes like Star Wars noises.
Yeah.
And you get a C-3PO controller that's like gaudy gold.
Ugh, that's horrible.
And it speaks
oh,
millions
my.
Of languages.
Press the red button.
Javi, you mentioned it'd be an epic undertaking and take a while and shit. It was being worked on in 2008. It'd be done now.
Yeah, I don't think they've been working on it since then.
Well, yeah, I know that. It got taken away by, I believe, Free Radical went bankrupt. And the rights went to someone else.
Because that game's expensive to make.
All games are expensive to make.
Han Solo. Yeah.
I bet the Star Wars license and just the license is expensive to get.
I don't know, man. It seems like everyone has a license to that shit because you get all kinds of shareware out there. Shovelware, sorry.
You might be right.
Yeah, shovelware.
No, this is
just. I'm just thinking
what...
of the artist formerly known as Cher.
Let's think about this, Ryan.
Formerly known.
Let's think of the quality of the last three movies to come out. And then let's. Then it's a bit more reasonable that this shovelware is coming out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, the license probably isn't... Like, if some of the people who have licenses, it might not be as expensive as you think.
Possibly. We'll never know. We'll never get another good Star Wars game again.
Mm. Or movie, probably.
Oh, that one I've already gotten... Yeah. Gotten
that
ship
has sailed,
Star
Wars
movie since
I've
like
come to terms with that.
Empire came out.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. 1999, you mean.
Did you know that Xenoblade Chronicles came out this week?
I did, and I'm considering buying it.
I knew it was coming out, but I didn't know until I put it on the sheet.
I am really considering buying it. It's only available at GameStop. Stop, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my thought.
It's getting, like, crazy good reviews.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
Damn.
Got a 92 on Metacritic.
Yeah, Dragon Age 2 got crazy good reviews.
Is it a JRPG?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Xenoblade.
Like, turn? I never played Xenoblade. I have no idea what that is.
I believe neither. It's more of an... I believe it's more like Final Fantasy XII.
Ew.
Well, without the gambits, thank you.
Well, I don't know what gambit is.
The
X-Men?
They were the pre-assigned scripts that you made for your characters. I think this is more of like an action RPG. All of the combat takes place on the map and the world. Instead of entering a new menu.
Final Fantasy XII played like an MMO. Like, you'd walk up and you'd click
Look
on
up some gameplay video, goddammit!
Of what?
Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh.
Is it Xenoblade or Xenoblade?
Xeno. I only know that because of Warhammer and Xenos Filth. Oh. Anyways.
All right, well, that's out.
Go buy it if you sign that petition.
Shoot, Mini Robots hits PC this week.
Yeah, it does, and it's cool.
Yeah. Oh. I bet you're totally having fun by yourself.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Let me check in with some listeners. Mm-hmm. Hey, Closure hits the PSN. I thought Closure has been out for a while. Or is that just Closure? For PlayStation Plus?
I think it was just for PlayStation Plus before. Well, I mean, it's come out in the last 2 weeks that we haven't recorded a podcast.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I put it on, because...
Yeah, I saw it on the PSN, and I was like, that looks weird. How come I haven't heard anything about it other than Gabe saying people were talking about it?
I want to know what it is.
It's some like interesting
it looks like
concept
Tim Burton
of a
or
platform.
Something.
Yeah, it's like this indie game. It was made by 3 people.
That's always good.
It's like managing or light to make platforms. I didn't like it. It's like the entire world is dark.
Okay.
Except for like this ball that you either hold or move, and that like makes a little platform where you can see the ground.
Sounds cool.
And then if you go into like darkness, you fall and die.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I played the demo and it didn't do it for me. I like the idea of it, but I don't know.
Mm. Okay. You enjoy that.
Hmm. Well, with that, let's just go in. Go ahead.
I don't
and
have
check
anything funny
questions.
To say about this one or angry.
Oh.
About Closure?
We'll fix that up.
Chris Pine being written by Olivia.
What have us gents been up to?
Stuff.
You know, things.
You know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's here.
Javi, what have you been up to?
Stuff.
You start.
Well, my Wii, or my PS3 died, so I've been playing with my Wii a lot.
6 years later, and that joke is still funny.
Still good.
Because, you know, Olivia Wilde's point of Chris Pine's Wii.
Also, because, you know, Wii means penis.
Yeah.
Wait, that's why? Oh.
Game. I'm using 6-year-old jokes. Deal with it.
Yep.
Are they, like, jokes that started 6 years ago, or are they jokes that are meant for 6-year-olds?
Both.
Yeah, I think both.
Why must that be mutually exclusive?
I don't like clutter.
I don't like clutter in my categorization of jokes.
But yeah, I've been busting out my Wii. I'm writing a blog right now about that, about my return.
You mean an
to
article?
Return to the classics.
An editorial.
Isn't, I guess an editorial, sure. Is an editorial like a fancy way of saying a blog? Or,
yeah.
A fancy blog.
It sure is.
That's right, I'm writing up an editorial. Keep your eyes peeled on GameOverNation.com. In case you didn't realize what site we're from.
You've all forgot. In case you stumbled here.
Yeah, definitely Punch Out. Punch Out for the Wii. People need to play that again, because it's fucking sweet, and I think that it was forgotten as soon as it was released. Also, Final Fantasy IX on PSP. Good stuff.
Oh. Playing that, not Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, I know. I'll get around to it.
Yeah, what the Final hell? Fantasy That's the only one you haven't played.
Also, Silent Hill 1. Oh my god. Game scared the fucking hell out of me one night. I had all the lights turned out, I had my headphones in, and I was just playing on my little PSP in my room, and I got completely immersed into that game, and it was great. Really, really,
so
really
much
scary.
That we had a good conversation about horror games last night.
We sure did. It's too bad we weren't recording.
I know.
Bitches. What? See, I almost wish I had a Skype recorder.
So you can always just record.
Yeah, so like shit, and it wouldn't like it wouldn't ruin the, it wouldn't ruin the conversation. Everything would be very candid. Like,
hear Harris get really scared at me posting that picture of a clown.
Don't get no sweeter than this.
Don't get no sweeter than that.
I posted Bozo Ryan. Bozo scares me.
Yeah, Bozo is actually terrible.
I can't imagine someone who's actually scared of clowns like Harris.
The thing is, I used to watch that show when I was younger.
That's why
Bozo the Clown.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
How are you dealing with that?
Like, I didn't have a problem with it. I don't know.
Anyways, Javi, candid
cameras. No, yeah.
You know they used to have the bucket game in arcades, right?
Nope.
Like the Bozo the Clown bucket game where you would throw the ping pong balls in the bucket and each bucket got you like a bigger prize.
You put your balls in my mouth.
Those used to be they used to be in arcades.
Oh. They're popping right out, Mr. Bucket.
Welcome.
IGN.com's podcast series.
IGN.com, podcast in Yokoso.
Fucker.
Alright, well, that's what I've been up to. Gabe, hit us with your knowledge.
Of what I've been playing?
Yep, that's the one.
I've been playing TF2.
Fucking stupid.
Because that's the greatest thing ever. And it's a money sucking machine.
It's like Mark Jones back in the day. I've been playing WoW and Madden.
Except Gabe spent $300 on scout items.
No.
Fuck.
No, I did not spend that much.
$200?
No. In total, probably, but on just scout items, no. I'm not proud of what I've done.
I can't believe you've done this.
Most of it's been late at night, 3 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take much to buy something in that game. Like, I was lying in bed, and then I hear a Steam message from Devin, and it's just saying, oh, new scout item, I'm gonna get it. Because I wanted it first. I just said, nope, I got it already. And then we logged on to TF2 and spent $10.
He's not
on an item?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you! Mm-hmm.
There's entire games on Xbox Live and PSN for $10.
Which segues great into another thing. I just spent $10 on Shoot Many Robots, which also gave me an item in TF2, but that's besides the point. Shoot Many Robots on PC looks a lot better than it does on consoles. Looks pretty bad on consoles. But it's, I don't know, it's pretty fun. It's just like this. You shoot.
A lot of robots.
Yeah, those are the words I was looking for.
You could have saved it's like all this crazy customizable tens of dollars and added up to a plane ticket to visit Olivia Wilde and give her a Chris Pine.
Oh, give her a Chris
Pine. I will not give her a Chris Pine. I will give her a Gabe Philbin. Thank you very much.
What if she asks for a Chris Pine?
The Gabe Philbin is where you sleep till noon.
Hey, baby, I'm here, scoot over.
It's where you sleep till noon and then play Team Fortress on your laptop in your bed.
Oh, that's great.
Doesn't she like that?
Yeah, she's into that.
It sounds hot, right?
I mean, it sounds like my ideal day. And then I take a nap at about 4.
Yeah, I finished Mass Effect 3 last weekend, and it's like 4 in the afternoon, and I decide, okay, I'm going to go grab some dinner. So on my way there, I decide to call Gabe to talk about the ending, because I hadn't been able to do that yet. So I call Gabe, and I get, hello? I was like, and now, granted, that's 4 in the afternoon here, so it's 5 in the afternoon where he is. No. You're only an hour later than I am, Gabe.
Yeah, but I remember. 6.
Oh, okay, then, so let's make it worse. It was 6, fine.
He was an intentional nap.
You're practicing the Gabe Philbin.
Well, and it was funny, too, because he tried to act like he wasn't, because I was like, hello? I was like, Gabe, were you asleep? No. Okay, yeah.
Damn.
See, and now I get, like, Steam messages from Harris, when it's, like, a reasonable hour to sleep at, like, it was like midnight a couple nights ago, and I get a message from Harris like, are you like sick or something? You've been sleeping a lot lately. is it not normal to like sleep?
That's because we're all having this conversation behind your back. I think something's wrong with Gabe.
And the reason we have so many opportunities to have this conversation behind your back is because you're asleep all the goddamn time.
No shit. Every fucking day, I think I'm going to take a nap. It's like 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, okay.
Gabe, you've been up for 4 hours. I know. It's tough.
Hey, I have to get up at 8.
So
no,
tired.
7:30. It's tough.
There's not one moment where I'm talking to you and you don't say, I'm tired.
Because I'm tired.
I know.
We know you are.
It was really weird last night when I got really dizzy.
Yeah.
That,
I haven't slept in 3 hours, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
check out Shoot Many Robots.
Available there's, today.
There are demos. All right, it's like this crazy customizable shoot 'em up.
Punch missiles.
You punch missiles.
I punched a missile once or twice.
Dylan, what have you been doing?
A lot of things. Cool. A lot of things you don't want to know about.
Chris Pining?
No, God, no. Hell's the kind of person you think I am. Well, aside from the... I got my gamepad finally working on my PC, and then I downloaded a shit ton of mods for Skyrim, and I've just been Skyriming it. Chris Pining it.
You've been Sky Pining it.
Sky Pining it. Sky.
We never explained what this whole Chris Pine thing
is. His tongue in her asshole.
Yes, that's rimming.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Olivia Munn had those leaked photos.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay.
From her cell phone, and one of them was her bending over, and she had used one of those programs where you could add those subtitles to your own pictures and add arrows and shit. And she added an arrow pointing at her ass saying, "I want your tongue here." And her boyfriend at the time was Chris Pine. So naturally, one would assume that Chris Pine would be Chris Pining that asshole with his tongue.
Since he's coined by GameOvernation.com.
We have filming this movie with Olivia Wilde now, we have to assume Chris Pine is laying the law down with Gabe's girl.
How I get
the law down. Captain Kirk is ready for entry.
Yeah. Well, I've also been continuing my adventures in Russia on Snake Eater for the 3DS.
Oh my.
I'm pretty pissed off still about my other games still not being here. U.S. Postal Service, get on that!
Are you listening?
Are you listening? Please, my package was supposed to arrive yesterday, not on Monday.
I know someone, one of you listeners, maybe Hayden Weiss, works for the U.S. Postal Service, and they're going to be like, "Oh, shit!"
run
to their office, make a few phone calls, and Dylan will get his shit within the hour.
And I continued to play Bayonetta.
Oh, I didn't really? Know you were playing
Bayonetta. And Final Fantasy VIII. That's it. That's really it. There's nothing else. TF2.
Yeah, he has been doing that.
Nothing else. TF2.
Anyways, yeah, oh, yeah. Ryan.
All right, well,
Ryan?
Well, wait, I remembered. What? I remembered. What? So you guys can suck it. I haven't only been playing TF2.
Oh.
I got back into League of Legends with Devin, and I'm exploring the okay game Dota with Harris. Thanks for giving me the
Devin's code, friend said, "I'm the best Blitzcrank in the world."
You'll never live it down.
Because I can grab everything. I can grab your wives. I can grab...
Oh. Was it Andrew that said that?
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew.
I landed
Andrew
every
very
single
methodical
one of
about how he plays games.
He is. I landed every single one of my grabs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, Ryan, what have you been up to?
Oh, who, me? Well, I guess the thing I've been playing probably the most recently is, like, every night before bed, I end up pulling out the Vita and playing MotorStorm RC. I actually really like that game. It's a lot of fun. I wish there was more actual races in it. There's a lot of,
time trial crap.
Kinda, or like,
ew.
you'll race against...
Sale lost.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. there's a lot of, like, yeah, kinda like time trial type things, but it'll show, like, an arrow just racing around the track, and you get, you know, a medal for each time you beat. And then they have, like, overtake races where there's just like 10 or 12 cars on the track, and it's how fast you can overtake them all and take over first. Then they have actual races, but those are few and far between. I wish there was more of that, but it is still kind of cool because it does have the kind of the ghost element, like an SSX, where you can see other people on PSN, and it was a free game, so a lot of people have it, so that's been kind of cool. So you can see, and, like, after you go through the race once, like, if you're doing a time trial type thing, and you go through it once, and you get a medal or whatever, the next time you go through,
it'll show the ghost of, I guess, I don't know if it's just whoever's directly ahead of you or whoever else has done it, but it'll show the ghost of other players racing around the track, too, that you can try to beat. But yeah, it's real simple. Like, it's just kind of like if you ever played like RC Pro-Am or Super Off-Road or something like that, rock and roll racing, it's that kind of perspective where it's kind of like the isometric view and you're just racing around a track. I don't know, Harris was complaining about the controls, but the controls are exactly how all those other games played. I guess after talking to him for a little bit, he said that like he never played any of that shit, so maybe that's why he's not used to it.
I was going to say, after a while, you realize you were talking to Harris, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's never played any of that shit, so like those controls made perfect sense to me. Except, well, I guess like the... Like, you don't use a button for gas and brake, you use the right analog stick, so you push it forward for gas and pull it back for brake.
That's weird.
It is at first, but it like, you don't have to, you just kind of have to let, it's almost like using a button. I rarely ever brake. It's just letting off the stick a little bit to slow down, it really. It's not bad at all. And then...
All the boys in the shower room.
Each other with them towels.
What are you guys doing? Talking about Mass Effect?
It's Mr. T.
No. Talking about Mr. T.
Yeah.
The other game, well, like I said, I finished Mass Effect 3 last weekend, so I haven't really touched that since. And then I've been playing Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. And man, I really like that game. The combat system is pretty awesome. Everything flows really, really well. And it's like, as you level up your abilities, it starts to flow, you know, better even. And like, you get, it's kind of cool, like, you get these damage bonuses for like pulling off combos. It's like, there was enemies where I'd run up to one and like I saw these really big dudes, ran up to one and hit him. And I was like, fuck, that did almost no damage. And I kept like trying to like hit him and then dodge and hit him and then dodge because they carried these giant hammers and did a lot of damage. And then I found out like this is the first time I really noticed just how much the damage multiplies as you hit. Like you'd hit him once and you'd see almost nothing. And you'd hit him again, you'd kind of notice the third time it would move a little bit, and then like on the fourth or fifth hit, it was like half of their life would just zap out of them. So the combo system is really cool, and a lot of quests. Tons of quests. And they found a way to make some of the side quests interesting by like adding weird little twists to them. Like I had, like this one I had, it seemed like just the typical... Oh, go kill this many of this thing and, you know, come back and let us know when you're done. So I went into this cave and you had to kill 10 of these big dudes. And so you get through all the way through and you kill them all, and then you're moving towards the end of the exit to this cave you're in. And as you get there, there's a guy there that all these things were actually guarding, and he's reading from some spell book and he talks to you about some plan that he's got going on. And then, like... You can, like, I used a persuasion tactic to convince him that the people that like, his two biggest enemies had joined forces and sent me to kill him, and then he just kind of runs off. But, like it's just kind of a cool little twist on the typical side mission. Because you're going to see this guy again later. Like, that's almost like that quest isn't completely done. So, I don't know, there's just a lot of cool little things like that, and the art's really nice. And, I don't know, it's been a really fun game so far. I think that's it. I think that's all I've been playing.
Dang.
Wow. You guys should check out Amalur. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I will.
I won't. Yeah. Hey, someone's here.
Housekeeping.
Hey, girl.
Chris Pine. Hey.
No. Hello. No, Gabe. Gabe.
Ooh, Brian wants Gabe. You to Chris Pine.
Wait, I thought it was Chris Pine at the door.
Oh, Chris Pine.
I am not amused.
Oh
by
God!
Office.
Everyone, run!
Let's check out what the listeners are doing. All right, our first question is from Harris Foster. He says, Bozo. "A snake bites you on the outer anus. What do you do?"
Outer.
Post as many pictures of clowns on Harris's Facebook
as possible before the venom sets in. And I just start posting clowns.
He signs off. Thank you, Harris Foster. Game over. Super. Game Over Nation super duper fan. My serious... Sincerest. Fuck it. Just apologies, Walter Lopez.
It's been a while.
I
hate snakes.
Why'd it have to be snakes?
I hate snakes.
There's not much I can do. There's not much you can do for yourself if you get bit on your own anus.
The outer
anus. I recommend that you store all your valuables in your anus.
Alright, next question.
I guess I go to the hospital? There.
Anton Wegenast. That's a new writer-inner, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Writer-inner?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
because he writes and then he ends.
Virus is who he is. Virus 60. Okay. I recognize that name. Hello, Anton. Thank you for writing in. He says, video games are struggling to be accepted as an art form in mainstream media. What kinds of games hold the industry back from acceptance and respect? What kind of content is a step backwards?
I don't think it's necessarily content, is the users of the content.
Yeah, it's like that conversation we had with Calvin and Derek on our podcast Amazing. Like,
I think it's our perception of what's art. We're trying to compare it to movies, music, paintings, when it's its own art form.
Well, it's like Calvin said, plain and simple. It's an expression of an idea. Like, that's art. There it is, right there. Like, game does that. Like, it's a vision expressed in some kind of media. And But what's holding it back? Yeah, I guess probably the community and the people that some of, and that's the problem. That the problem with it is, I think that part of the community is the minority, but they're often the loudest.
And they're I don't know if they're minority necessarily. There's a lot of people.
I think those are the ones you hear. There's a lot more.
It's a pretty big minority.
There's a lot more. What do you think? That there's not that many idiots, Gabe. Like, there's a lot of them.
Yes, there is.
Oh.
There's a lot of idiots.
Okay, there's a lot of them. But what I'm saying, there's a lot of people that. But there's a lot of people. Well, yeah, you'll find a lot more terrible people because they're the loudest. They're the ones making a deal. There's a lot of people out there that just play games and they're just doing their thing and they don't get involved in that shit. And like, I think that greatly outnumbers the amount of idiots they're yelling all the time.
What's like? Think about this: movies, music. There's a lot of varied tastes. Games, it's not as varied. Like it is, but it isn't.
I'm gonna need elaboration on that. Yeah.
Look at Mass Effect 3. That one was almost universally bought. There wasn't many people who didn't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about like Avatar. Confused, like everybody saw Avatar, but
I didn't.
So yeah. Well, there's people out there. That I haven't played through Mass Effect 3 yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, just because something's popular doesn't. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, I don't think that closes the taste.
I don't think it closes it. I'm just saying it's a lot less varied when we get into video games because a lot of those like blockbusters and shit, it's everyone's buying.
I think it's pretty congruous between a blockbuster movie and a blockbuster game. Like as far as the community that goes to see it. If you're a movie watcher, you're going to go see that. If you're a game player, you're going to go buy that. The casual gamer probably didn't buy Mass Effect 3.
Wait.
What?
Wait, what? I thought...
Hmm?
I thought like casual gamers bought Mass Effect 3.
Did they? Okay.
I don't think so.
That seems like an undertaking,
but
man.
But this is besides the point. I think that's not the question. It's why does mainstream media not accept gaming as an art?
Well, I think that's not true in a lot of ways now. I think that's an argument that's kind of dying.
Well, the Smithsonian has a giant fucking exhibit right now that's running for I think like a year actually on arts of video games from like the Commodore 64 all the way till now.
Yeah, I think that's an argument that's just dying over time. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think that's an argument we'll be having for much longer.
I always found these arguments funny, like, from the get-go, because it's not an argument, you know, and maybe it has to do with how I was raised, how I was brought up, because my dad told me that anybody doing anything is an art form. Like, even someone that mows their lawn, if you put passion into something, if you try to perfect something, if there's something that you're, you know, any action, like playing music or, you know, like anything, that's all art. That's perfecting expressing yourself through it, you know?
I think a lot of that really stepped up when Lawna Critiqued was formed, and then you could rate your lawnmower guy.
Yeah, you know, there's
well,
times
the
when
no
you
one,
miss.
No one
there's times when you miss, and that was one of those times, Ryan.
No one really uses the bottom half of the scale on Lawna Critiqued. It's all 7s through 10s.
Well, it's not jerks. Okay.
We can't all be winners.
So I think at the end of the day, what's like inevitably holding back games being universally viewed as art is like the vocal minority, as many people say, of like criticizing.
Yeah, because they're the ones out there. Well, yeah,
I don't
even.
It's not even criticizing, speaking on behalf of.
Yeah.
I think that's untrue. I think that's not why. I mean, it's because the people that run mainstream media are uninformed. They don't know what video games are. And
well,
that has
I think what we just said ties right into that, because the vocal minority is what they hear and what they see. What they know about video games is that, because it's loud enough.
I think what they know about video games is that their kids spend all this time in front of their TV playing it, and they see Call of Duty and Halo, and they're scared of it.
Which is the equivalent of your action movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it has to do with crazy fanboys and cosplayers and shit like that that are loud and obnoxious or anything like that. I mean, yeah, those paint a negative image of the gamer and the community, but I don't think that's what's holding back mainstream media from seeing as an art form. I think it's just that they're uninformed.
While we're on this subject, I don't think it really has to do with it, but I find it interesting.
While we're on this subject, let me change it.
I just think it's kind of interesting. Your games are praised for their action and how explosive they are, but then you look at a movie and it's praised for different things. You know?
Well, movie, like, critics praise.
Well, and then
games
there's
for
that.
Things,
movie
but then
critics are,
audiences.
Game critics, if a game is good, most critics are giving it up 90, 90, 90, 90, 90. Whereas movie critics, it's much more diverse.
Yeah, because I think movie critics.
I don't see a lot of movie
critics
on
a 10-point
scale.
Yeah, I was going to say, how often do you see a score on a movie? Like, it's not.
IMDb, mm-hmm. Rotten Tomatoes, 2 thumbs up.
But Rotten
Tomatoes
Tomatoes is just goes out there. Yeah, well, they just go out there and judge, was this review positive, was this review negative?
Yeah.
But the reviews themselves didn't have any number assigned to them.
Exactly. Well, sometimes they do.
Roger
sometimes.
Ebert's
thumbs up,
it,
thumbs
it,
down.
his thumbs. Roger
how many
Ebert's
thumbs Roger Ebert's
his actual reviews are stars.
Now, that's because he left, what did he leave, Chicago Tribune or something? Because they bought the rights to the thumbs up, thumbs down rating system.
Oh.
So Roger Ebert lost that once he left.
Who was his old
they
partner?
They bought a right to our thumbs?
Yes.
Who was his old partner that passed? That?
I forget.
Gene Siskel.
Siskel?
Oh, okay.
Siskel Gene Siskel.
Okay. Cisco and Ebert. It was the rap artist Cisco.
Cisco. I liked Ebert and Roper. I actually really liked Roper for a while, but then that's how it always goes. One of them reviews a movie that you really liked, and you couldn't disagree more with them, and then you kind of just lose all respect.
Roger Ebert in the Star Wars Episode 3 review.
Roger Ebert gave Spider-Man 1 a thumbs down, said it looked so unrealistic when he was swinging around the city, and I was like, okay, maybe he's just not able to let himself get into a movie like that. And then months later, he gave Daredevil a thumbs up and said it was really compelling and believable. And there, I lost all respect for the man. It didn't matter. He was calling out the video games industry. He gave Daredevil a thumbs up. Fuck that guy.
You didn't like that part in Daredevil where Colin Farrell taps his forehead and goes, "Bullseye."
What do you want? Justice.
I saw the gif of that. Have you guys actually seen the YouTube video
of what
the what
the
do you
justice?
Want for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted that.
Yeah, I saw the gif. I didn't see the video get posted.
I saw the movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the little kid. Max as Batman or whatever?
Yeah.
When he's like walking around his house and his mom's like, what do you want for dinner?
Oh, justice to the side of spaghetti.
Strangling, snaps her neck.
Yeah.
Justice!
Yeah, I've seen that.
That was a good question.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Anton. Write in more. Damn it. Good show. And to all you other listeners, you write in too. Follow suit.
Yeah.
Mail
just
at GameOverNation.com.
Just think, if you all wrote in, we could have like
a show all
22.
About answering inane questions.
Remember when we had so many questions way back in Gova, and we like did a whole episode of questions? That was dope.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well,
was I drunk?
I don't know. Probably. That was tight as fuck.
Dylan had his joke.
Do we have any more email?
That's all for the emails. You got any Twitter?
I've got one Twitter question from Justin Das.
Yeah. All right.
And he simply asks, "What's your favorite Easter memory?" Tomorrow's
what's
Easter. What's your favorite Easter memory?
Okay. I literally have no Easter memories. We don't celebrate it.
Okay, I know. Because this is like... Oh, I know, I have two, because I just watched the home video of me at Easter.
Okay, Gabe, right. You start.
First
then.
One that I legitimately remember. That was a good word.
Legitimately.
Legitimately.
Back when I lived in Singapore, I was fucking jacked on Bionicles. Those, like, Lego things.
Yes.
I love Bionicles.
You weren't jacked on the girl men?
What?
I'm a pretend that didn't happen.
What are you talking about?
And I didn't even know it was Easter. And then I, like, walked down, I saw a dinner table. It wasn't dinner because I didn't sleep until 5 p.m. back when I was a kid. But it was just in the dining room. And on the table was... Because Bionicles, for some reason, were served in tubes. And
that's
there was
right.
A tube of Bionicle-ness
and
a little Easter egg on it that said, Happy Easter, Gabe. I was like, fuck yeah! I didn't say that because I was like 5 at the time. But
heck yes!
And, yeah! The home video one, Yahoo. Which is just really weird, was I was in Florida for spring break, and my cousins found these old home videos. And one of them is from Easter in, I think, 2000, and there's this mystery person walking around looking for eggs with the Dennis Rodman mask on, and it was me. I went through an entire Easter with the Dennis Rodman mask, the green hair and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish
I remembered it.
I was sitting there thinking, I was like, wow, I was in junior high when Bionicle came out. Fuck.
I was like, 3.
If you were in junior high, I was in high school. Potentially college.
Anyone have Easter stories?
I don't have. I really don't have any Easter memories.
I remember trying to dye eggs, like color eggs, and it was always a fucking disaster. Like, because I'd try to, like, dye one half one color and one half the other color, but no, that don't work, man. You can't keep an egg from, like, just rolling over in the ink. Fucking terrible.
It's true.
Do you guys do the egg game?
No. The egg game. I ate a lot of eggs. I eat a lot of eggs all the time.
It's pretty vague as to the egg
game. I just eat more on Easter.
You, like, hard-boil an egg, and then you, like, decorate it if you want. But then, like, you go... It's, like, kind of duck-duck-goose in a way. Everyone sits at a table, and one person stands up and starts trying to crack everyone else's egg. Like, tapping it. No one does that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you idiot.
Dummy.
I'll just give up and die now.
I think my favorite Easter memory, it's kind of similar to Gabe's, except it was, fuck, I doubt any of you, maybe you'll remember these, but it was like, they were made by Micro Machines.
I remember
but
Micro Machines.
Right, the little robots, yeah.
Go-bots.
Hell yeah.
No, they weren't called Go-bots. I don't actually remember what they were called, but they were like these little tiny robots, but they were made by Micro Machines, and I freaking loved playing with those, and I remember one Easter, I got like a basket with candy and stuff, but my mom took two packages, I think each one had like 3 robots in it, had 2 packages of those, and like put them in the basket.
Are you talking about
Z-Bots? Z-Bots?
Is that what they were called? That sounds really familiar.
Z-Bots? That's what I'm seeing.
Maybe, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I had a bunch of those as well.
Yeah, those things were cool as shit.
These things look so fucking weird.
They were cool.
They were awesome, man. But, like, I remember getting a bunch of those one Easter, and, like, I was so excited. It was, like I said, it was similar to Gabe's, where you're just like, yeah! robots and candy. Fuck yeah. Except I also did not say fuck yeah. Yeah, that's probably... we used to decorate eggs and stuff too, but not... It was usually just like... we just make them one color. Like, put them in the dye. Okay, now you got a purple egg. And that was it. That was the extent of my decorating of an egg. I didn't like decorating eggs.
The one time I've won my family's egg game was when I did a Wind Waker-based... or themed egg where I drew, like, Triforces on it and shit. And drew a little thing of Link. Looked like garbage. but I won.
Alright.
Haters.
That's pretty cool, you know, whatever.
Alright, anyone else got anything?
I eat a lot of eggs.
There you go.
Eggs, yo. I used to go to church on
eggs,
Easter.
Eggs, yo.
Back in Nam.
Back in...
Fuck that. That sounds boring.
Yeah. It was.
It was?
But it was.
Jesus is too boring.
You know.
Cool. All right.
Is that it for questions, really?
Yeah, that's all the Twitter questions.
That's all the questions. See what you've done, listener? You right there. If you want to help the show be better next week, you can write into mail@gameovernation.com or tweet at us @gameovernation. Well, I guess that's it for episode 43, guys.
Oh, yeah. You guys should...
What a rush.
You guys should keep checking out the comics and maybe buy a print.
Want to...
You can also donate some money. If anyone wants to advertise on us, you just email us. We'll let you know how that'll work.
You should make sure to link up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe on YouTube. We've gotten a new subscriber this week. That was pretty cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, YouTube. Hey, we're about to hit that shit hard. We're about to Chris Pine that shit.
Oh, yeah. Live your wild, Gabe.
If you like the show, spread the word. Tell your friends to listen to us. Use the hashtag GON. You can support the nation by picking up a comic or clicking the donate button on the sidebar. GameOverNation.com. Go check it out. Check out my blog. Listen to the show. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will catch you guys next week. I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye-bye.
Dylan Roush. And Gabe Philbin.
A Wines News Network.
Goodbye.